Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. Get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters, like the BBC and NPR, as well as local stations and sports teams. The daily download feature is really good. It automatically adds your favorite programs to your phone every morning, so they're ready to play when you're ready to go. Rain Summit Atlanta, the next in our series of thought leadership conferences, is scheduled for September 29th in Atlanta, naturally. And Jake Shapiro will give the keynote address. Jake Shapiro is the chief executive of PRX, the world's largest public radio market for audio programs. He'll share his perspective on the industry and the increasing popularity of podcasts as part of the online audio ecosystem. For more information and to register for Rain Summit Atlanta, go to rainnews.com and click Summits. One of the most important benchmarks of U.S. music consumption comes from Nielsen. At the end of June every year, it's the U.S. Mid-Year Report. This report measures how American music buyers are getting their tunes, whether through CDs, paid downloads, or on-demand streaming. The dramatic headline this year is that streaming is up a whopping 92% over the first half of last year. Now, that does not count Pandora, the largest internet radio brand in the U.S., or any other internet radio stations. The Nielsen report focuses on the on-demand services like Spotify, Rhapsody, and RDO. And that's because the on-demand services function as alternatives to buying CDs and downloads, whereas Pandora and other internet radio stations are alternatives to radio listening. Here are a few other statistical points from the first half of 2015, according to Nielsen. 135 billion streams were consumed. Video music streaming is charging upward faster than audio-only streaming. Total music album consumption gained 14% during the reporting period. Now, keep in mind, that statistic includes what Nielsen calls streaming equivalent albums. And that's a calculation that Nielsen makes of how many song streams equal the purchase of an album. And finally, vinyl record sales amounted to 9% of total album sales. That's 5.5 million of them sold in the first half of this year. Vinyl is the only physical album type that grew sales. Now, we knew that vinyl was a growing category, but we're impressed by that 9%. From the UK, we also received a half-year music consumption report from the British phonographic industry. BPI said that streaming grew 80% in the UK. Vinyl sales are up in the UK too, as in America, by 56%. CD sales continued to fall, as they have the last few years, but at a slower rate than in 2014. Microsoft has renamed its Xbox music service, and it is now called Groove. The previous name had caused confusion among potential listeners, many of whom thought that the service required an Xbox game console. Well, that's a natural misunderstanding. Groove is a more accessible name for listeners who don't have the gaming hardware, but the rebrand also seems to be part of a broader effort to update Microsoft's entertainment offerings to keep pace with existing services. The feature list for Groove doesn't appear too different from Xbox Music, including custom radio stations and playlists, and an integration with Microsoft's OneDrive cloud storage. Groove will be released along with Windows 10, and it's unclear how closely the service will be tied to the operating system, as with Apple Music, for example, which is bolted into the iOS platform and not a separate app. Speaking of Apple Music, here's a question. Is competitor Spotify suffering in the wake of the recent Apple Music launch? Certainly not if you judge by Spotify app downloads. According to Bloomberg, Spotify spent 5 consecutive days as the 9th most downloaded iPhone app. The streaming service hasn't hit that level of interest in the App Store since December of 2013. At the same time, Spotify is addressing its music subscribers in a new way. The company sent an email to Apple iOS subscribers suggesting they cancel their Spotify premium accounts if those subscriptions were purchased through the Spotify app, and then to resubscribe on Spotify's website. Now, the reason for this suggested runaround is to save money for the user. A Spotify premium plan costs $13 a month when purchased through iTunes, and just $10 when bought directly from Spotify. Spotify raises the price of subscribing within the app to cover Apple's royalty, which is 30% of all premium products sold within the apps in Apple's store. Spotify could still price those $13 a month plans at the normal $10 price and take the loss rather than passing the expense to its customers. RDO, another U.S. music service, does the same thing, by the way, charging 30% more for subscribing within the app. There's a rumor swirling around that Facebook might start a music service. Well, that could make sense, as the giant social network has over a billion users, many of whom regard Facebook as a kind of self-contained internet. But when those rumors broke, Facebook was quick to deny them. However, the company did not deny a parallel rumor that it would launch an advertising-supported video service which would presumably compete with YouTube. As with all rumors, time will tell. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.